about 9 o'clock on today, December the 14th. So I shall call the meeting to order the Arkansas Independent Citizens Commission. And we welcome each of the commissioners here today. Let the record reflect those who are present and those whose schedules could not permit them to be here with us today. Would like to also make a representative from the Attorney General's office, Attorney, Assistant Attorney General, Ms. Nia Marfus.
Correct.
And we certainly have our brain trust that helps us to move through, and that's Ms. Rayanne Gardner from the Auditor's Office. And we shall proceed with the agenda as printed. And hopefully you've had an opportunity to look over your minutes, and we would entertain a motion.
Move that the minutes be approved on the May 18th meeting.
That's been moved. Is there second?
Second.
Properly second. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nays? The motion carries. Our purpose primarily today is, let me thank Commissioner Mary again for reminding us, we supposedly 90 days before to look at the per diem and the mileage as a recommendation to President Pro Tem and Speaker of the House. I take full responsibility for the oversight, but at least we have 30 days that we can make our recommendation.
I'll take my seventh of that responsibility.
But again, it's not an anomaly, but we are a new product, and we're trying to unfold and do our thing as we deal with responsibility. Having said that, item C, we'd like to proceed with the discussion. Any per diem item, let me ask you to look at Roman numeral 2. You'll remember that we excluded that, so we don't have to really deal with that one. So Roman numeral 1 and 3 are our primary purposes today. So having said that, I'd like to open the floor for a discussion regarding per diem. I believe that Attorney General can share with us what the current per diem is and what the current mileage is, and we'll go from there. So
I do. I spoke to Angie Klingman, who is the fiscal officer for the Senate, and she told me that both the House and the Senate currently follow the federal GSA's per diem and mileage rates, which amount to the per diem is 153 currently, and the mileage rate is 54 cents a mile. And I've sent a link to everyone, but it's at the GSA.gov website if you're interested in keeping up with the prevailing rates. And Rayanne was kind enough to photocopy a page off the website that verifies the per diem rates that are currently applicable now. And so that's the information that I've got for the commission.
Okay, so $153 for per diem and 54 cent for mileage.
That's correct.
Okay. Quite a skip. There's been some conflict because I looked back over some of the minutes and I saw 57.5, I saw 56. So it's good to have it official that it is 54 cent per mile. Discussion, commissioners. Be sure and turn your mics on so that we can.
This was an item that we discussed extensively in previous meetings a year ago, and ended up approving what they'd already been allowed. And I move that we approve the per diem and the mileage on number 3, if you want, as one motion. But if any of the other commissioners, I mean, it's certainly open for discussion.
Okay, I'd like to have input.
Yeah, I think you're on.
Am I on? Okay, I'll just speak loud enough. I guess the only comment or question I may have on the mileage reimbursement, I guess it looks like in the latter part of December of 2015 was when it dropped from 57.5 to 54 cents. So assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, but if that determination takes place, if it hadn't already taken place for 2017, or if we will leave the language to allow for whatever the prevailing GSA rate is at the time for 2017.
Right, I think, I mean, the way we phrased it in our recommendation last time was at the GSA rate.
Okay.
So, which is variable. So what it is right now doesn't actually matter.
Okay, so we'll just track it.
It's just tied to the GSA rate, and if it changes, what they do changes.
Okay, okay.
Any other input?
And that would be my recommendation for us, is that we just make the same recommendation that we made last time with regard to all three, the per diem, the expenses, and the mileage, just to stick with what we did last time.
I guess my, I just want to throw this out, I agree with the per diem and the mileage. We should not have to address, or should we?
I think we need to keep it the same as we voted last time, that there will be no compensation reimbursements for expenses, because we put that in into the overall salary cap. So I think Mitch is trying to deal with it exactly as we dealt with before, that there were, it's GSA approved on the mileage and the per diem, and then there would be no reimbursement for expenses.
Well, right.
The way it's worded is a little bit.
Right, I mean, without making a motion, the way I would word the motion is that we make the, that we make no change to the recommendations that we made in our February 2, 2015 recommendations set forth in that document, in tables 4, table 5, and table 6.
So, is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Not all those in favor of the motion and the second, let me know by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nays? Motion carries. All right. Thank you very much. So all we need to do now, according to the agenda, let me call upon our Assistant Attorney General to prepare a document that I can sign to send to our General Assembly leaders. And moving forward, I've asked her to help us develop a matrix so we can kind of know what our meetings are and should be based on this meeting. And we will get that out to you as soon as possible. Is there any other business that we need to consider today? If not, entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. You adjourn.